Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm coming with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes. Who do you work for?
We're calling from Opinion Research. We're an independent research company, and we are conducting a survey about the climate change in Maryland. How concerned are you personally about the climate change in the state of Maryland? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Extremely concerned.
I understand. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Only indirectly.
Okay, so would you say that somewhat agree or strongly disagree?
I agree, yes.
Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grids, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I would fully support.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from the equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Totally support.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of proposals being considered by the state of Maryland, and you can tell me if you are strongly or somewhat support or strongly or somewhat oppose. And the first one says, providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose?
Totally support.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose?
Totally support.
Thank you. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Say that again.
Mm-hmm. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Install air conditioning in buildings that need it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Would you strongly support or oppose?
Well, if the buildings need it, I would certainly support it. Definition is a problem. Just say I would support it.
Okay, thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose?
Did you say improving electric grid what?
Reliability.
Oh, of course.
Thank you. Expanding quality healthcare.
Doing what to healthcare?
Yes, expanding quality healthcare.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
Thank you. Protecting infrastructure to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And increasing access to public transportation.
Totally support.
Thank you so much. How convincing do you find the following statements? Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. This very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing for you?
Totally convincing.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in 1970s. instead of warning the public, they engage in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing for you?
Very convincing.
Thank you. The communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all the Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing at all?
Very convincing.
Thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farm in more part of the state, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
It would enhance my opinion.
Thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Enhance.
Thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact?
It would enhance.
Thank you so much. Would you support or oppose a bill that make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
And would you say strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. The last few questions, just for statistical purposes only. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your race? Are you white, African American, or older?
White.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. Same to you.
Take care.
Bye.
Zero.